the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Buying a home, you are not alone. ABC's Richard Davies on the latest signs of the housing market's comeback.
Previously owned homes account for 90% of all housing sales. In February, the numbers rose to their highest level in more than 3 years.
We are in a sustained recovery, and the conditions for continued improvement are at play.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors.
Mainly job growth and pent-up demand are causing both home sales and rental leasing to rise, although home prices are now rising at much faster rates than rent.
Realtors report sales totals are up more than 10% a year ago, average prices up over 11%. Richard Davies, ABC.
Shutdown. $1 trillion spending is essentially cleaning up the unfinished business of the last fiscal year, finding money to keep the government running through the end of September.
President Obama announced the legacy of Israel during his stay in Jerusalem.
Israel is rooted not just in history and tradition, but also in a simple and profound idea. It's the idea that people deserve to be free in a land of their own.
The president also said that the Palestinians have a right to self-determination. They recognize and prove that there is a mistake. There are
no
rules. Did you fill out your bracket? The annual rite of passage is March Madness.
Everybody in the area, and still employ the highest quality people, and we're
are still growing and we're looking to enjoy more of the balance. We have the job hotline, which is 1-800-210-6269. They could also go to our website, imprecision.com, and they can fill you apply online.
Put it in America and our valley in a bachelor.
I know.
Nobody else I know. So excited to come home.
But it's harder than that, Bob.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them. Join us at communityofveterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
4 hours of the best music in the world. Tune in Sundays from 1 till 4 p.m. for the Happy Polka Land Show. Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And I'm not Tracy, but I'm here anyway, and I'm taking over today. I am sitting in the air chair. This is Jeff here at WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM on your iHeartRadio dial, as well as on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, where we have a nice little chat room in there where people get in there and they have fun and they do their thing. And so we're on both terrestrial radio and on the web, the World Wide Web. So we have a lot of people input from all over everywhere, and it's very, you know, it's refreshing, but at the same time, it lets you know how much the world and you are just the same. You care about the same things, whatever side of the coin you're on. You care about the same type of things. You care about, you know, having a good government, whether you're going to be able to make it, et cetera, et cetera. And that makes us all human. I hope one day that we can all agree with each other to do what is right and have some good things happen for the human race for a change instead of the bickering and fighting. But anyway, speaking of bickering and fighting, the president is over in Israel today. And I guess he's visiting both sides of Israel, the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority. He's sort of like caught in a quandary there because I guess with the ever-increasing problems we're having with Iran, we're going to have to depend on Israel to be the eyes and the ears in the Middle East, because we pulled everybody out of the Middle East pretty much. And so now with that in mind, you don't have any real jump off points to do anything to Iran about. You don't have any ability to really strike and keep Ahmadinejad, who is swearing again today to eradicate Israel. People, I want you to understand something. This is not like the North Korean leader who is playing a game. I think he was, you know, his father was crazy. He's crazy himself. And, I mean, these are really backwards people in the leadership of those countries. Backwards, very, very, very backwards. And when you deal with people like that, they don't have a realistic view of the world. And they don't realize that they could die, you know, threatening the United States and threatening to, you know, attack us, you know, because we applied sanctions to them, you know, for trying to go nuclear. You have to understand, Ahmadinejad is dangerous because he's not crazy. He believes in ideology. See, it's crazy when you're nondescript and you don't know what you're saying and you're saying crazy stuff out the top of your head like the Korean leader. But Ahmadinejad is not crazy. And you have to understand that if he got half the chance to attack Israel with a weapon, he would. So I'm glad to see the president stand up for that. But I'm a little concerned when he's still aiming toward security, which means giving up land through peace for Israel. Nobody's going to survive giving the land away. You see the Israeli leader that was in agreement with that the last time, that he's sort of like stroked out and is sitting still in a coma for all these years. Understand something. You might not believe in God, and you don't have to. The Bible says that they're not going to ever lose the land again once they got in it, and that happened in 1945. And that he would call them from the four corners of the earth to come back to Israel. Now, I have a lot of Palestinian friends whom I count as friends and love dearly. And I don't know what to say about the situation, except that they would live peaceably in the land and, you know, be who they are in the land. But you can't fight over the land right now. There's a lot of stuff going on, I know, and I don't know. I'm going to shut up on that one. Give me a call here at 330-781-9600 or at 1-347-945-5229. We're going to keep it open today. I'm going to rant, you know, for a while on the things that I think and what I see in the news that's bothering me. But I'm concerned about Israel. I'm concerned about the Middle East. I'm concerned that we've made decisions that are absolutely crazy to have made. And I'm concerned that in that, then we're going to have to really backtrack, build up our defenses again so that we can defend against those that would want to destroy the Western way of life. We don't understand Eastern way of life, and that's a lot of times how we misinterpret the Bible and the Quran. Even though I'm not a believer in the Quran, we misinterpret it because we misinterpret through Western eyes. You can't Western an Eastern thought. And we'll visit that a little bit later. Local caller, you are on the air.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, my friend. How are you doing?
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of conversations yesterday, I think, and the day before that I could not get to. But anyway, you're talking about the boys becoming more feminine. But anyway, it's in your milk. We had a big article on it on the front page of the Times Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing to the cows is feeding food to the milk. And it makes the boys more feminine and the girls mature a whole lot earlier. We had
oh, yeah.
a big article on that. And I also heard a report. Now, this is just from a friend down in Florida, that she was talking to a veterinarian, and that the dogs, your pet dogs, are turning more frequently onto the owners. So
mm-hmm.
something really is getting funny, you know. And then last night I was listening to an economist, and he was talking about how the United States is now living under the IMF and the UN rules. So that's also, and you know, we're no longer independent, sovereign, and sovereign.
Right.
You had another fellow on there yesterday that came on, and he was talking about people wanting to come into his house. I say without a warrant, let nobody in the house, because even laborers that come into your house are reporting on items that you might have in on your house to other authorities. And if you really want to know, you ought to go to Beth Ann, CSC, Common Sense Coalition, that's what it stands for, CSC, talkradio.com. And she's telling you how the plight of the farmers and the ranchers and how these people come in on their property, pretend, you know, doing much of nothing, you know, thinking that you're clean, you know.
Yeah.
And then they make up charges against you. And so they go, they've taken down farmers and they've taken down ranchers by this. And if you check it out, you can find even a story by a dollar hike on a family that they gave his son the responsibility to raise rabbits and make a little money. So he was selling rabbit meat, you know. And then the pet store asked him to sell to the pet stores, you know. And soon as he did, the government was in there, and they put a fine of them on there. It was close to $900,000. The kid made $400 off of his rabbit. And they fined him $900,000, and the people got really upset with our government, so they started all fighting, and they got it knocked down to where I'm not sure anymore. But there's more than just that one story. There's a whole lot of stories about what this government is doing to everybody. And like I said, even people that you hire, I think I said that, that you hire and they come into your house and report it. Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, did I ever tell you about Judge Roll or Grifford?
Judge, go ahead, tell the story of Judge Rule.
His name was Judge Roll.
Okay.
And he was with Gifford, this Congresswoman Gifford.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
In that shooting in Arizona.
Yes.
3 days before Judge Roll was shot and killed, he ruled against Obama, stated he could not take the people's pension. Then right before the meeting with Gifford, his security team of U.S. Marshals were all called off. And then he met with Gifford. That's when he was shot and killed, and Gifford was shot in the head.
Here's where I'm going to get crazy on you, okay?
Yes, go ahead.
I believe that in some of these cases that we might have a situation of mind control. Some of these places where you have these kids getting shot up and these people going crazy,
yes,
that you might have a situation of governmental CIA-type mind control where they can make you put you in some type of a catatonic state and then suggest to you to do something crazy.
Yeah.
I believe this. I hate to say I believe this, but I do. And I'm hoping that it's not true. That's where I'm at with that.
Okay.
I pray it's not true, but those situations, when you see these facts line up, And the thing is we'd have to bear it out to see whether, you know, what you're saying is absolutely the truth or not. That, you know, you need to take it with a, you know, grain of salt.
Yeah. And also, Roll also ruled in favor of Sheriff Richard Mack. Are you familiar with Sheriff Richard Mack?
I think he's very similar to the Arizona guy. Am I correct?
very much so. But the sheriff has the most, he's the most powerful law enforcement in your county.
Yes.
So he can keep out the feds. If the feds come in and try to do anything unconstitutional, they can keep the feds out and everything else.
Right.
And I'd like to also remind Tracy that Bush at Halliburton, with no bid contracts, built all these FEMA camps.
Well,
that hold 8 million people, and they are fully staffed.
The no bid contract thing, I don't buy, because when you hire Halliburton, you hire them because they're the only ones that can do what they do. Now I am of the mindset you might be very correct, but at the same time, I am that's one of those that I'm not convinced of. Not that it's not true, It very well could be, but I'm more disposed to saying that Halliburton was a legitimate hire because not too many people can do the operations that they do. As quick as they do.
You talking about putting up Constantine wires? I think you could put up Constantine wires. Okay. Have we ever discussed the Oklahoma City bombing?
No, we haven't, but I'm getting ready to go to break, so you're going to have to hold on or call me back. Okay?
Yeah, hang on for a little bit.
All right, then. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. We're talking about what's on your mind and listening to what's on my mind, and we're talking about the FEMA camps. We're talking about Israel, but we'll be right back after we pay some bills here.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
You stole my heart so effortlessly. Got me contemplating if it's really meant to be.
Yeah.
My pulse is racing
and I can barely breathe.
When I think of you, I want you here exclusively.
Everybody
yeah. Sitting with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. Give us a call here on WSOM 600 AM at 330-781-9600. And we are limited on that line, so if you do have long distance on your phone, give me a call at 1-347-945-5229 and let us know what's on your mind, and we'll talk to you about it. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. All right, we had a caller here because we're talking about some things that would be considered conspiracy theories among people, even though there are facts to back them up. It does not necessarily mean that those things weren't the actually reason why some things happen. We get a lot of different things going on in this country and in the world that are not necessarily, kosher per se. And so we're looking at those things, and this gentleman calls. And caller, go ahead and tell us again what you're telling me about and what we're talking about here.
Okay, the Oklahoma bombing.
Okay.
All the officers were told to stay out of the buildings that day. The ATF, a judge across the street, but they left the kids in. And then, of course, McVeigh came in with the bomb. They knew it was coming. And, of course, Nichols, too, was involved in that. So they knew it was coming. Everybody was supposed to stay home, except they left those kids in that building that day. And then, of course, it was blown up. So, anyway, and Governor Venturi's had an expose on 9/11 and on the FEMA camps on True TV. And the government stopped the viewing of one of those two. I forget which one right off the hand. So everything's just coming down, and it's sad. And the Saudis, it tickles me now because it was just on the radio this morning, that Saudis are going to get special treatment for getting on the airplanes to fly into the United States. Now, remember that the Saudis was the ones that took down the Twin Towers, you know.
Okay.
So now they're going to get special entry treatment flying in, and nothing of what this government is doing is making safe this country of ours. Everything.
Now this is what I would say here. I can't say because there were Egyptians and Saudis that were among the the hijackers. They weren't all Saudis, but the majority of them were. What does that tell us? And we can't necessarily say, because that did happen, that the Saudi government is in agreement.
Okay, but why would you allow if you was getting on the plane, you're going to get searched good, and these people are no longer going to be searched good. That's what it amounts to, is what I'm talking about. So that's what they're doing. Plus, of course, then we discuss the little knives that they're going to have on the planes now, up to 2 3/4 inch, when it was box cutters, and I believe box cutters
yeah.
is only about an inch and a half.
Yeah. I don't know what the heck that was all about, to tell you the truth. I don't understand that. But the thing is what would be the purpose in blowing up that building in Oklahoma City?
I don't know, but it was. They also have videos out on it where the I-beam, that the truck bomb would have not done that damage.
No, I don't.
And they've got videos out that shows that the I-beams are actually bent towards the outside and not bent towards the inside like a truck bomb going off would bend them the other way. But there's a video out on that, too, an expose, but I can't tell you where to find it. But just all of this, and just like I'm a truther, and so I don't quite believe the 9/11 theory either, because when that first plane turned, they would have, between the radars that the flight controllers have and the radar that the government has, they would have known that that first plane turned.
Well, they did know that first plane turned, but
it would have. The third plane turned over Cleveland. So when you have that third plane turning over Cleveland, that would give you an idea of how far they had to be away to attack the pilot to get control of the plane. Okay. We'll say it would take them about 30 minutes. That's 30 minutes to turn that plane and get it back to New York.
Once again, I would say this. I don't think that there was anything that they could do about that plane once it was over the city, because they can't shoot it down over the city.
Not the first one.
Not the second one either.
You're talking the second one, then you're talking the third one, then you're talking the fourth one.
Well, the second one either, okay, because you didn't lose contact with the second one until after the first one hit. And so therefore, you're still looking at a domestic flight that you can't look at as a target, because, first of all, it's not targeting any sensitive locations except the one at the Pentagon. Now, I don't know why they didn't get that one. That's the one that I would have thought they would have shot down.
Well, at the Pentagon, there was a guy that called in on radio now, and another woman is suing, too, that was in the rabble at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's suing because there was no plane wreckage.
Oh, that's not true.
That's what she's saying.
And yeah.
She's suing because of it. She probably won't make it to the lawsuit, because any time that you really start turning up evidence, you usually disappear.
Well, this is true, but the thing is you had footage of a thing running into the side of the Pentagon, so that's not true whatsoever.
Well, they claim that there was no plane wreckage. The impellers on a jet engine is made out of titanium, and you can't dispose of it. So it should have been there, but they're claiming and I heard two people testify to that over the radio, of course.
All of that may be, but they're saying that nobody found it, and I don't agree with that. That's my problem. I'm thinking that's a bunch of poppycock. I don't either. But you know, here's the thing. I don't trust them whatsoever. As far as I can pick them up and throw them, and that's no matter what side is in, because there's still, you know, lots of people a certain way that that aren't for the best thing of America.
Yeah, and that first Bush was, it's a new idea, the new world order. Hitler said that first.
Well,
and if you go back to that first Bush, he also brought in the German Air Force base down in New Mexico, and that's too.
I agree. Well, you don't have to go anywhere, but I got another caller.
Yes, call. You have a great day.
Thanks. All right, my friend. Caller, right. You are on the line, 330.
Hey, Jeff Sticks.
Sticks, thanks for the pickles, man.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, what we got to remember about 9/11 is nobody had ever considered using an aircraft as a guided missile before. And all of those pilots were under orders, if you're hijacked, do exactly what you're told and get the airplane on the ground.
Right.
And that was the standing order. That's why they were allowed to get away with what they got away with,
mm-hmm.
because nobody ever considered it before.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. They had a particular small plane go into the White House airspace, and they didn't shoot it down. Well, protocol is that they need to. And I'm wondering why that plane did not get shot down.
Didn't they have one crash? This was after 9/11. They had one crash on the White House grounds, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
A small plane like a Cessna or something.
Mm-hmm. That's my question. Why in the world did they not, you know, shoot that thing down before it got where it got?
Well, you know, you're talking about shooting stuff down over populated areas again. I don't know.
A Cessna is totally different than an airliner to me. You know, that's to me. But, you know, I think that would be a not a bad situation to shoot down a Cessna. But an airliner is going to do a whole lot of damage, especially if it's full of fuel.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, and I'm pretty sure you know where the idea for that attack came from.
Mm-mm.
Tom Clancy wrote a novel.
Oh, okay.
Called, I can't remember the name of it now, but it led into executive decisions or executive orders. And the tail end of that, they crashed an airliner into the Capitol building the night of the State of the Union address and effectively wiped out the entire government.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just trying to figure out what would be the thing to allow something like this to happen. The federal building in Oklahoma City. Why would we do that? And see, that's crazy to me because it doesn't fit any bill. I mean, that you couldn't have got something done otherwise. You don't have to sacrifice thousands of your people to justify going to war or justify going to a number of different things. You could do it with a lot less than, you know, than that.
Well, yeah, that's what some of these conspiracy theories, you know, there's too much documentable stuff
to
get out into crazy land. You know what I mean? There's too many things like the Rockefeller files and how that's laid out with all of the actual legal documents and the quotes from the people and the books that they've written and that kind of stuff to show people what's going to happen and what the plan is without having to concoct up these great big huge. I mean, do you realize how many people would have to be involved to have pulled off 9/11 if the government was doing it?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hundreds.
That's my biggest point. That's why I'm not buying it. You know, I'm just not really buying it. But who's to say? I had another local caller here, 330-781-9600. You can get in. And our internet lines unlimited at 1-347-945-5229. I'm looking at this this Israeli Palestinian situation again, and I think we're headed for some problems.
Yeah,
over there, and I'm not feeling good.
President's stirring a pot.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, he's going to speak in front of the most radical of the radicals over there, and he refused to go talk to the Knesset.
That's my point.
That is my point.
And I don't know.
What's going to happen next week when they open the banks in Cyprus is what I want to know.
Well, they can open them now because they voted down that little we can take 10% from you.
But Jeff, think about it. If you had 100 grand in the bank, and on Monday the government told you they were going to take 10% of it,
yeah,
and on Thursday they opened the bank, what are you going to do on Thursday?
Oh, I'm with you.
I'm going to go get all my money. And I'm going to put it under the mattress or in the safe or bury it in the backyard, but I ain't leaving it in the bank because, you know, you already said you was going to take it once. Who said you ain't going to change your mind next week?
Absolutely. There's going to be a run, and they're probably going to tell you you can only take out so much at a time. But that's when I guess I'd be going to jail. Hey, I got to pay some bills. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Mahoning County judge sentenced a 21-year-old Youngstown man to 10 years in prison for his involvement in last year's shooting death of 19-year-old Cedric Robinson. Lamont McQueen had pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter with the firearm specification. With his plea deal, McQueen avoids a murder charge. He has no prior criminal record. Three teenage girls were hurt in a rollover crash in Austintown last night. The accident happened in the southbound lane of State Route 11 at the Mahoning Avenue Bridge. Road conditions were slippery at the time. Police say all three girls' injuries are minor and they are expected to recover. A proposal to increase Ohio's speed limit to 70 miles per hour on rural interstate highways has cleared the state Senate. Today's 27-6 vote comes after a legislative panel worked out differences between the House and Senate versions of the transportation bill. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff
can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs, law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of. It's time and money. And a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Steering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and our valley back to work.
This is Sean Hannity, and you're listening to News Talk 600 WSOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech, and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision, State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more. Paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We are back here on WSOM 600 AM with Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair talking to you about what's on your mind and giving you a little taste of what's on our mind here. And we're talking about the conspiracy theories, but we can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Tracy is out big wigging here this afternoon and rubbing shoulders with the royalty. And so me, the surf, gets to come in and talk to you today. You know, Tracy's at 1%, you know, only she don't have the money for it. But she's in the 1%. Anyway, what's going on with you guys out there? What's going on? I'm looking at a couple of things. One of the things was that, you know, the president being overseas. But I wanted to bring something to your attention. 4 years ago when the president was running and or had just been elected, I should say, I had some friends of mine, first of all, absolutely goofy because they just were so okay that we were going to close Gitmo. And I told them, you're not going to close Gitmo. And they said, yes, we are. The president said it. and he's going to close them down, and they're not going to be there anymore, and this, that, and another, blah, blah, blah. I said, guess what? You're going to be very disappointed here when you find out that he cannot close Gitmo, because he can't afford to close Gitmo with all those people that are in Gitmo. So they just gave me fits on this stuff. And I tried to tell them why. Because you have these guys in there that are sure enough dangerous. Now, what the heck? Well, I know what they're doing. I shouldn't even say what the heck. The reason why they want to bring those enemy combatants into the United States and try them is because they want to have the ability to try them so that they can say that they're a United Nations-based country and whatever rules apply are what apply. They're making a political statement, they feel. I think it's absolutely asinine, to have trials for enemy combatants who are not United States citizens on our soil. I think it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, what in the world are you going to give somebody the right to remain silent? No. You want to destroy the nation. You didn't just steal a loaf of frickin' bread. That's not what's going on here. It's not about you just stole some bread, so now we're going to take you to court. It's not that you embezzled a couple dollars from your own business. Or anything else. The courts in this country are supposed to be of, for, and by the people of the United States of America. Not for enemies that are foreign enemies. Now, if you're here in America, different story. So for those sleeper cells that we have that have come over our borders, then we can have, you know, that situation a little bit better. How about that? Oh, yeah, the CIA has confirmed we have about at least 5 or 6 sleeper cells in the United States that they know of. That's what they were able to catch. That border is too doggone big, and if somebody was savvy enough to be able to try to blow people up, I don't think you're going to have a problem transversing our porous border to the south. Are there not enough governments that agree with killing the United States people? Are there not? See, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about that you need to really wake up and start getting educated and start seeing what's going on in America. Because we're sitting up here trying to survive and fighting each other about Republican, Democrat, while many people in our government are being subversive to us. Many people across the world are subversive to us, and it doesn't make sense for us to ignore what's going on just because we have somebody that maybe looks like us in the White House or was our party in the White House. None of that stuff should matter. I don't care who's in the White House. And let me add something here. When it comes to gun control, The only reason that we have the government trying to cut ownership in guns is not to curtail crime. Please don't think that. That is a woefully ignorant position. It won't do anything to cut crime because the people that have the crime guns have them, and you don't know it. And you will never know it because they will never be registered. They will never, ever, 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 never, ever be detectable until you catch somebody with using it. Now, that's what I got to say. So I'm wondering why, yeah, the gun control. What is Dianne Feinstein want? Or do they know that they don't want there to be a great tumult in the United States if the money system fails, where they've driven it off the cliff because they refuse to cut spending. They refuse to quit taking care of people that can take care of themselves. They refuse to stop a welfare system that rewards you for bad behavior. Why? It's the same thing. The same problem is pervasive everywhere. There's no discipline. Our people up in Washington have no discipline. They're not holding back on spending a thing. And I just heard, this is what brought my attention to the matter, is that the commander over Gitmo, he wants to spend $150 million to revamp it. Yeah, that sounds like it's closing, right, people? 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229 on Blog Talk Radio, unlimited lines there. I'm telling you, let's wake up here. Let's wake up. Or is this what you want? Or doesn't it matter? It doesn't matter? Oh, that's something else. Oh, man. This is really something else. It's really, really, really something else. Somebody had a post on my website the other day that they were concerned about the drones. And they put on my site, Big Brother is watching. Oh, I'm saying, and this person is one that's always on me because I don't support the president. Something's wrong with you, Jeff. You don't support the president. I support my president. I don't believe in his policies. And I don't have to believe in his policies. But the one thing that he has to understand is he's only one part of government, of a three-part government. The executive branch, the judicial branch, and the congressional branch, the lawmaking branch. Those three make up the United States government. The founders were absolutely brilliant, or came up with the most brilliant of ways to do business or to conduct the work of the people here in these United States of America. No, everybody wasn't treated fairly at one time or another in this country. No, everybody in this country may not be being treated fairly now. That's nature of man. He's going to be that. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair.
With Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and
Friends. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They lost their children in the worst elementary school shooting in U.S. history, and now parents from Newtown, Connecticut, are making another push for stronger gun control laws, this time in a visit to New York City. Lynn McDonald's daughter was killed in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary.
We ask you to try to gain your new perspective by thinking about the unthinkable, which is unfortunately our reality.
The families were joined by Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Vice President Biden. Gun rights groups, however, say it makes more sense to enforce gun laws that are now on the books. The threat of a government shutdown next week has been averted for now.
The yeas are 318, the nays are 109.
Patting themselves on the back, House members gave final approval to the $1 trillion catch-all spending bill to keep the government running through the end of September.
This is a good bill. I'm proud of it.
Chief sponsor, Republican Congressman Hal Rogers. The measure continues the $85 billion in spending cuts that went into effect this month, but provides some flexibility for the Pentagon and several other departments to ease the financial crunch. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
President Obama addressed the Israeli people directly during a speech today in Jerusalem.
It is a great honor to be with you here in Jerusalem, and I'm so grateful for the welcome that I've received from the people of Israel.
But he will leave without advancing the peace process.
There are no breakthroughs here after two full days of diplomacy, but by delivering his big finale to college students, reliably boisterous and supportive, President Obama is leaving a departing call for peace and, yes, for hope and change, his trademark political branding.
ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president. The Dow is down 58 points, NASDAQ off 20. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
An upstate New York brewer is introducing what he claims is the strongest dark roast coffee ever.
Why is Death Wish coffee packaged with a skull and crossbones label?
We're making the world's strongest coffee. Can't really call it like puppies or kittens or anything like that.
Coffee maker Mike Brown says it packs twice as much caffeine and such a killer punch, even he can't drink it daily.
Yeah, I drink it only on the mornings where I really need to get a lot of stuff done or I'm really dragging, but no, I can handle it every morning.
And while it's not recommended for the faint of heart, it shouldn't hurt a healthy person.
And when it comes right down to it, it's just a very strong cup of coffee.
But the price might be painful at $20 a pound. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Inflation may be bad for an economy, but it still fits a key theory of the universe. New results from a look into the split second after the Big Bang indicate the universe is just a bit older than previously thought. The findings bolster a key theory called inflation, which says the universe burst from subatomic size to the now observable expanse in a fraction of a second. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mom, I suppose...
Higher mileage engines need extra protection. So after 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, specifically formulated with conditioners and detergents to help fight major causes of engine breakdown. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn.
Never run with scissors, unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours, and at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on, because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we are back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, 1 hour out the way. This hour, I'm going to start this one out with a little bit of Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson is the noted child neurosurgeon, and who he is probably one of the most leading in the world, not just the United States, in the world, neurosurgeons. He has recently been making a big splash when he spoke at the presidential prayer breakfast during the inauguration. And he had the chutzpah to be able to address items in his purview and did it quite eloquently and quite clearly. He did not run away from his conservatism. He didn't say he was a Republican or a Democrat, but he certainly brought up alternate ways of thinking about healthcare, taxation, et cetera, et cetera. And he communicated it quite well. The problem is that even some people on the conservative side are a little upset with what he said, didn't say. I'm going to start out with his speech, and I want you to tell me what you think. You tell me what you think about this whole thing and what he says. If you haven't heard it, I would invite you to get somebody to call them and tell them to turn in and listen, because we're going to join Dr. Carson at the CPAC conservative gathering in Washington, D.C. last week.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. It's really wonderful to be here. I thank the organizers for inviting me. And thank you, Eric, for what you said. You made it unnecessary for me to talk about political correctness. Enough said. I want to talk a little bit about what's logical and what's common. Enough said. I want to talk a little bit about what's logical and what's common sense today, because we don't hear a lot of that. And I don't think that common sense should be something that is just for conservatives. You know, liberals and everybody else should understand and enjoy common sense also. For some strange reason, sometimes they don't. But, you know, it's very interesting, you know, the outpouring of sentiment that I received after the speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. I got so much mail, letters, books, just amazing from everybody. And some of the more poignant ones were from older Americans who said they had given up and they were just waiting to die. And now they felt a sense of revival once again. You know? And that's very sad that we have reached a point in our lives where there's so many people who feel that they're not represented anymore. And this is something I want you people who are in Congress and who are in the Senate and who are in the White House to understand. You work for the people. You represent the people. You know, if you can understand that. I also got a few nasty grams from people. How dare you insult my president? You are a N-word, and you need to get back. You know, it's just unbelievable, you know. But, you know, when did we reach a point where you have to have a certain philosophy because of the color of your skin? When did that happen? You know? You know, a reporter once asked me why I didn't talk a lot about race. And I said, because I'm a neurosurgeon. And they thought that was pretty strange. And I said, you see, when I take someone to the operating room and I cut the scalp and peel it down and take off the bone flap and open the dura, I'm operating on the thing that makes that person who they are. The cover doesn't make them who they are. When are we going to understand that? But, you know, the thing that that really is important to me, and it's largely because of my own background, you know, growing up in a single-parent home in the inner city with dire poverty, terrible temper, poor self-esteem. My nickname in school was Dummy. And, you know, it was because I had a mother who believed in me. And she was always saying, Benjamin, you're much too smart to be bringing home grades like this. I brought them home anyway, but she was always saying that, you know. She was very encouraging. And but more importantly, you know, she made sure that at some point we turned off the TV and started reading books. And, you know, she worked a lot. You know, my mother worked three jobs at a time. She would leave at 5 in the morning, get home at midnight. And, you know, people always said to me, well, why did you guys read the books? Your mother wasn't there. Well, she would know if you didn't read the books. And the fact of the matter is, back in those days, you had to do what your parents said. You know, you couldn't call 911 or some social worker or some psychologist who said, let the kid express themselves, you know. And there was a reason for that. But, you know, the education worked for me. You know, I started reading within a year and a half. I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class. The same kids who were calling me dummy in the fifth grade were coming to me in the seventh grade. Benny, how do you work this problem? And I'd say, sit at my feet, youngster, while I instruct you. But maybe a little obnoxious, but it sure felt good. But, you know, the thing is, by that time, I had a very, very different impression of myself. And education is such a fundamental principle of the success of America. And we're allowing it to go under. You know, you go out there and you talk to the average person now, they may be able to tell you who won Dancing with the Stars. They may be able to tell you who won the football game. But they can't tell you anything that's important. They don't know about foreign policy. They don't even know about the way that our government works and the structure of it and what things mean. And consequently, they have become the ignorant. They have become the unprepared. This is exactly what the founders of this country warned against. They said, our system of government is based upon a well-educated and informed populace. And if our populace ever becomes anything, they said, our system of government is based upon a well-educated and informed populace. And if our populace ever becomes anything other than that, we will become a different country. They knew what they were talking about. And as witness to that fact, Congress has a 9% approval rating, and yet we return the people at a rate of 90% to Congress. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that people go in the voting booth, and they say, there's a name I recognize. I'm going to vote for that one. You know, they have no idea whether that person represents them or not. And what I'm saying to people, the people of America today, is that we are responsible. This is a country that's for, of, and by the people, not for, of, and by the government. And if we turn it over to them, we cannot complain about what they're doing, because this is a natural course of men, and we have to hold their feet to the fire. And that's why we have these complex brains. And I don't say this just because I'm a neurosurgeon. The brain is the most complex and phenomenal organ system in the universe. Your brain, billions and billions of neurons, hundreds of billions, even trillions of interconnections. The number of interconnections you have rivals the national debt. I mean, this is an amazing amount. And it has the ability to remember everything you've ever seen, everything you've ever heard. Your brain can process more than 2 million bits of information in 1 second. And the reason that human beings have these gigantic frontal lobes is because we're the creatures that have the ability to extract information from the past, integrate that with information of the present, and project that into the future, which means we can be proactive, we can plan, we can strategize. We don't have to just react. And yet, that's what animals do, react. And a lot of people today have decided that they'd rather react like animals rather than planning and strategizing. And this is what we've done now. We're reacting to, you know, what we see as our fiscal woes without planning for the future, without really caring about what is happening to the next generation. And you don't have to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist to understand that if we continue to spin ourselves into oblivion, we are going to destroy our nation. That, you know, if I were trying to destroy this nation, if you just, let's say you magically put me, you know, into the White House, and now, all right, I take it back. but let's say somebody were there, and they wanted to destroy this nation. What would you do? Let me tell you what I would do. First of all, I would create division among the people. I would have everybody pitted against each other, because a wise man by the name of Jesus once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And then I would encourage a culture of ridicule for basic morality and the principles that made and sustained the country. And then I would undermine the financial stability of the country and drive it so far into debt that there was absolutely no chance that it could recover. And I would weaken the military and destroy the morale of the military. That's
Dr. Ben Carson at CPAC last week. this is crazy, because I'm getting somebody in my chat room, ladies and gentlemen, that you would not believe. He feels that this person has issues and that something's wrong with him. And I'm saying, this man is one of the most accomplished men in the world, one of the most have to be under discipline and control, men in the world, to do microsurgery on a brain and to use his time using his brain to think. And Green, I wish you could call in 1-347-945-5229 or anybody else, 330-781-9600. I'm totally aghast at anybody that could disagree with what this gentleman just said. It's unbelievable. Common sense is the things he said. And he was saying one thing. A country divided against itself cannot stand. But I guess because the president really doesn't really know about the teachings of Jesus. And I'm being a certain way about that. Because he doesn't know. You can agree with him by putting the 1% against the 99 until he costs, and then pouring money into the welfare system and stopping people from being able to find jobs by overtaxing the living daylights out of people. Local call, you're on air.
Jeff Green, you still doing the doom and gloom for crying out loud.
Doom and gloom? What doom,
man,
and gloom?
I'm turning my radio on and I'm listening to all this crap. You still doing this mess?
Doom and gloom? What are you talking about, man? We're talking about Ben Carson.
Oh, man.
Ben Carson whipping that behind.
He didn't tell you about the part where the people with the big business, all the money that runs the country. I didn't hear that part.
What part is that?
It was a bunch of...
Whoa. What part are you talking about?
That's what I want to know.
What?
All these big-time millionaires and billionaires like Trump who run the country. He didn't say nothing about that part.
What are you going to do about that? There's nothing you can do about that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's talking about the founding fathers. The founding fathers was poor rich back then. The founding fathers didn't know about all that all this money being wasted around this world, really. But in this country, Ben Carson ain't say nothing about that.
Yes, he did. He said that you can't continue to spend yourself into oblivion and think that you're not going to fall.
Jeff Green, all you have to do is be a black man, say something against the president, the Republicans will put you at the head of the class. Now, that's a shame. All of a sudden, this neurosurgeon says a few things, and now y'all got this guy splattered all over the United States of America. Now, that's bad.
Y'all can't do that with that. We don't have that ability.
3 years and 9 months, y'all got the healing to deal with. I was just laughing myself. You act like you're onto something.
Now, here's something else. No, it's not that he's onto something.
What he does for a living, praise him and all that other stuff. But now he want to step outside of the lines and tell you how to run the... Oh, you got to be kidding me. And then you going to praise this man?
Ronald.
Wait a minute. You kicked Colin Powell to the side, but you praise this man.
Colin Powell has... Listen to me.
You know,
Ronald.
People with good common sense like me, we just go...
Ronald.
Three and a half years.
You know what? No. Ronald, I'm going to tell you like this.
What?
You are my friend. I love you. But you fit the bill of the low information voter to a T. You are the man that they make crazy stories for that everybody believe, like the, you know, like Saddam Hussein was harmless and things like that. And you get all excited, and the Gitmo's going to close. It's going to close. I'm so happy. And I tell you, it ain't going to close. And you cuss me out about it. And then you find out here that now in this first year of Obama, he ain't thinking about closing Gitmo. He didn't even say nothing about it in the State of the Union or the inauguration. And so what I'm trying to say is this. You're not paying attention to the politic. Ben Carson is getting played from even the other side, even though they hate it, because what he said is so absolutely true.
But Jeff, yeah? You play your CPAC. You blackball Chris Christie. You put big Slurpee.
They should blackball Chris Christie.
You put big Slurpee Palin. You put Donald Trump on there. You put Adam Batman West on there. Come on, man.
Alan West should have been there. Wait a minute. Donald Trump.
They're already telling you guys. You got to check yourself. And you got a nerve to put Big Slurp Palin on there. Come on, man. That's why I'm laughing. I'll be honest. That's exactly why I'm laughing.
Ron, somebody told you in the chat room that somebody that you're talking out the side of your neck. And I agree with them.
That's why I called in, because it was too quiet.
That's okay. I'll use you, too.
That's all right. I'll be home in about 20 minutes. When I get on my computer, they better be gone.
Oh, no. They're going to be there. They're waiting for you. Listen
that's
to
right.
me. You go ahead and go home. I'm going to take that bill with you later, all right? You call me back. Bye. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends live call. You're on the air. 440, you'll be next.
Okay. Would you please play the rest of Ben Carson?
I am going to, sir. I just got to get.
I think he's terrific, and I'd vote for him.
Thank you, and so would I in a hot second, because he's got common sense. I will play the rest of it, because I played half of it, and then I'm going to play some more.
And he's an honest man.
Very much
he
an honest man.
Money by being honest.
Right. And then I got people in here talking about he needs to stick to what he does best. He is. He's stirring stuff up, and he's trying to fix stuff, because your brain is crazy, and he's trying to do something about it.
And he's terrific.
440, you're on the air.
Yeah, I find Ron kind of funny. He is a low information voter.
Yes,
sure.
He is. my friend, but a low information voter.
I truly believe Alan West should be leading this nation. Ben Carson, I think he'd be a good vice president, but I think Alan West is the man. I really believe it.
I love Alan West, and at the very least. The very least for Alan West, I could take him for president, vice president, and I could also take him for, you know, secretary of state or head of armed forces, whatever you want to do. He would be.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
What's funny is that, and I hate to say this, but if you really wanted to vote strictly on race, that would be the guy I would vote for. the vote for Obama. I mean, the guy he's just trying to destroy the country, and I can't understand why no one sees it. You know, Ben Carson can see it.
Well, here's the thing: Ben Carson can see it because he's a man that has wisdom. And the thing is most people that we're dealing with out here don't have any. They don't have any wisdom, and so it, you know, it's getting to me that I'm seeing these people, and they can denigrate an Alan West. He had some kind of where he disobeyed an order to protect his people, and so then you got some people trying to make him the devil, but he's not the devil. And he's not a dark at all. He's very much clean. He's clean. You know, the only thing that was wrong with my man 999, Herman Cain, is Herman Cain liked the ladies a little bit too much. But you know,
I like them. I mean, we all like the ladies. Come on.
Yeah, but if you're running for office, you can't have them.
Well, Bill did.
Bill, but on their side, they don't have to.
Are you going to discriminate now? Bill can. He can. I mean, I liked him. I mean,
I really liked Herman Cain. I would have voted for Herman Cain.
Yep. You know what the real problem is, and it's not a black or white issue. It's all across the board. There are so many people that don't know what's going on. I don't care what color they are. You do not know what's going on.
That's absolutely
low
true.
Information. They just, he's got nice ears. I'm going to vote for him. I know girls that. No, I'm serious. I know women that voted for it just for that reason. Oh, he's cute.
I had somebody tell me. Hey, I had somebody tell me this morning that. Oh yeah, it does. It does. It absolutely. They're crazy, and I don't understand how so many people got crazy so fast. But I can only blame it on this: the indoctrination of our children in the public schools, and that is why they want to hold on to being able to have bad public schools that are not performing, because at least they're teaching the radical mindset that is prevalent throughout. You're not going to see the NEA want to quit doing anything. They want that power, and it's not just economic power. It is crazy. It's crazy situation because they're teaching your kids. And when let me say this one thing. When a past president can tell you that when children start paying, union dues, then we'll have their best interest at heart. That's
exactly
what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what. I have high school kids all around me, and I talk to them, you hear them talk. You ask them, you kind of find out what they know, and they're getting like A's and B's, and I'm going like, I would get a D if I knew that little when I was in school. I mean, they're dumber than a box of rocks. I'm like, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. They have no concept of how the government's supposed to be run either.
I had somebody telling me that Cheney, owned, while he was vice president, he owned Halliburton. You know, he owned a lot of stock in Halliburton. And I told him he couldn't own a lot of stock in Halliburton. He had to divest all of his monies in anything that he could make a decision on. You have to understand that, and he had to put it in a blind trust.
Exactly.
So, And that happens to anybody that serves in that president, vice president. And I don't know whether it goes down the any further than that. But at least those two are not allowed. And then they say, you don't think they did? No, they didn't do it. By law, they didn't do it. Now, this is goofy. This is just goofy on your part. You know, now, I'm not a Dick Cheney fan. I think he is the devil. But at the same time, he was an American devil, and he was for the country.
Do you know what you're saying, though?
Do you
know how many people out there don't know who Dick Cheney is?
Yes.
Do you know how many people out there don't know who the vice president or anybody that holds any of these offices? They don't know.
No, they don't.
They don't know. They don't. They have no clue. That's how dumbed down this whole country is.
Yeah, you're right.
And we wonder why we got problems. Hey, thanks for talking to me. You have a good day.
Hey, you have a good one as well, my friend. Local callers, you can call in. I opened up that line, 330-781-9600, or on our internet lines at 1-347-945-5229. You know, here's the thing. Understand something. I am a Republican. I believe in the basic tenets of the Republican Party. I do not have a problem. 234, I'm going to call you up in 1 second. I don't have one problem telling you that, and I'm okay with that. But you got to understand who is worthless are your National Democrats. They are killing you. The Black Caucus is livid right now because President Obama was sent a whole lot of people's names to go in the cabinet, and guess what? They didn't get a word. They didn't even get looked at. So now, if you're going to say that, tell me why the Black Caucus is mad and you still, you know, putting your, you know, brown nosing the president and those that put him in place. Tell me who the loser is there. I say you're the loser. Because guess what? You're expecting to get something. And you got nothing. 234, you are in the air.
Yeah, I had to get in there, Brother Jeff. I hear what
you're
saying.
Well, Rich.
I'm ready for the battle, brother.
Come on.
I hear some of what you're saying makes some truth, but I still, you know, ride on the fact that a lot of things that I think the president has done and stuff has been shot down every time he turns around. I do believe in a little thing that I heard Reverend Sharpton and a couple of his guests he had on at a time pertaining to the fact it doesn't really make no difference to what this president does. It just seems that there's still your Republican Party is still upset over the results of the election and things, and they're just determined to go the right way. If there was a fire and everybody was told to go to the right to avoid the fire, I believe that, you know, your party would say go to the left regardless of the fact.
I'm glad you said this, sir, and this is why. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that the president has gotten just about every doggone thing that he's wanted? You tell me mm-hmm. something that he tell me something mm-hmm. he did not get.
I tell don't me know something. About that.
Well, I said, tell me, you said that
well,
what looking, he brought yeah. up, the Republicans shot down. Tell me what we shot down that he brought up.
Well, I mean, on the Jobs Act, he wanted to make different moves on that right there. And every time they want to.
What? After he spent three-quarters of $1 trillion on jobs? Huh?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, Jeff. I mean, I can see, you know, what I'm saying, my brother. I can see the other side disagreeing on something, but not practically everything that goes on. Right now, it's still not quite clear as what they were saying on a program I was watching late night to exactly this bill that he's still trying to push through. If there's going to be any type of, you know,
the only thing that he's trying to push through that he's not getting any more of, and they're setting him down now, is he's trying to raise more taxes
on
the people, more taxes, okay? Now, he got his tax increase in two ways. In the beginning of the year, he got his tax increase on the rich, and the middle class did too, of course. Everybody went up in the beginning of the year because they let the Bush tax cuts go. And he raised your taxes out of sight with this freaking Health Care Act. Now, you're going to tell me. Now, tell me, how many much more taxes do we need to raise? Till we're like California, looking at trying to get in somebody's bank account, like in Cyprus?
Okay, I see your point.
No. Your president is not, first of all, he doesn't know how things go, and his advisors are taking him down the primrose path, and I think half of them are crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, I can understand your point again that you would feel like, and I've said, you know, numerous times that me and you have talked, you know, on air and stuff, Jeff, that I don't agree with everything that the president does, but I strongly feel, and I obviously I'm not the only one
that kind of feels that way, that we could probably get more things done in general if we could have a better understanding. And it just seems, again, it just seems that the other side, your side, is just being unagreeable on most situations. I mean, I don't understand.
Listen. Do you remember me saying, even on the old station now, right, when we were on the other low power station, that they weren't going to close Gitmo?
Pardon me, said they weren't going to close. What is that again, please?
Gitmo.
What is that?
The prison down in Cuba. You got to know where Gitmo is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Oh. I said that to, you know, the other guy and everybody else and all the callers. I said, they're not going to close that place now. And they are getting me up and down. Yes, they are. They're going to shut it down because Obama said it. I said, Obama can't shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I also said, too, there's a couple things that I told you weren't going to happen.
Yeah.
But the thing is everybody called me stupid. They call me, you dumb buddy. Gitmo is wide open. They're getting ready to spend $150 million to redo it.
Okay.
Now, so my point is this. They're telling you that the Republicans are shooting everything down. They're the party of no, this, that, and the other. It ain't true. His own party didn't pass his budgets.
Mm-hmm.
His own party didn't vote for a lot of the stuff that he wants, that he's trying to pass now.
Okay.
Even in the Senate. So the thing is they're lying to you. Why? To keep you excited, because they're not doing anything for you. Look at the Black Caucus, man.
Yeah.
Why are they upset?
True. This is true. As I said, Jeff, everything the president does isn't in agreement. With myself and I'm sure thousands and millions of other people in general and stuff like that, but it just seems to me that that's the biggest qualm in a situation. Now, it may be exactly, I dare not say that you're not right at all. You may have a bigger foothold in some information than what I do on things. I gather a lot of my information from different programs and stuff that I find, on TV during the evenings and late at night and stuff like that, that's pertaining to the policies and different bills and stuff that are trying to be passed in Congress and stuff. And when you boil it all down, it's a big mess in general overall. So I guess I'm partially biased to a point because I am a Democrat, and I kind of, quite naturally will want to see the Democrats kind of be on top and come out, more on top of the situation than what it is. Now, like I said, it could very well be exactly, I dare not say that you're not right, because I don't know. I would have to look into it more and get my evaluation of it. And then,
this is what I want you to do, though. And it's just like one of our friends, and I think you know him as well.
Mm-hmm.
He came to me on the backside of something. He said, everything you told me about the Republicans was true, about what Republicans did in the back and what Democrats did was absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm still going to be a Democrat, but what you said was true, Jeff.
Yep.
And he said, I got to give it to you because you were correct historically, and I have to say that.
Right. Because he got a better understanding of it after, I guess he experienced it or –
No, he did the same thing I did. He went and looked it up.
Right,
you have to. It's so easy now. It's so easy now. We have the library in our hands if we got a laptop or a smartphone.
Exactly.
But nobody's doing that. They're just listening to sound bites on TV and reacting.
Exactly.
That's our problem, Rich.
So that's the thing. And let me just throw this in here right quick, and I'll get out the way and let somebody else jump in there, my brother. I was listening to, the little piece of the tape of the gentleman that was speaking and stuff. Jeff, I think he is a brilliant person in probably in his thinking and stuff in general. But I shudder kind of for myself to think that I would really vote for him to be my president. What's the gentleman that you had on?
Ben Carson. Yeah, why would you shudder because he's there?
No, because I just don't. My personal opinion. I listen to him, and I'm gonna just tell you the truth. I enjoy what he said, but I found it the way that he speaks for me means a lot, and I just found it to be kind of boring, man. I'm sorry to say that, but I say that.
Now, why would you find out? I'm going to give you a very abject lesson here, and everybody else that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it was boring,
yeah,
but I was on the edge of my seat listening to him.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. We all react to different things because of this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a purview of how we think things are supposed to be.
Okay, right. No. I have no objection to what you're saying on that part.
Okay.
All right.
So, well, this is what I'm saying. But we have this thought about what we think things should be, and by reason of how we were shaped by either growing up,
mm-hmm.
or information that we came to know the truth on this, that, and other.
Okay.
Or how we read media.
Right.
Now, reason why I was telling my boy that he was a low information voter is because he's a union guy.
Okay.
He's clearly in the bag for anything liberal, even though he's not a liberal guy inside.
Okay.
But he's going to be for that because that's what the doggone that's what he's going to have to deal with the unions in their view, because they're the Marxist socialist view.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that. The reason why the Republicans are fighting Barack Obama is not because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's a Marxist socialist. That's why I don't like it, and I'm trying to stand up against his tactics, his policies. They're socialist. You don't take from people that have to give the people that have not. Not because they're poor and they're sick and they can't do anything. But just
okay.
Because you done screwed the country up by over-regulating business and telling them you're coming after their money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't invest that money. They got now $2.5 trillion sitting in the banks because guess what? They know how to make money work for them. There was $1 trillion the first two, three years of his presidency. Now it's $2.5 trillion the businesses have sitting in banks, not doing nothing.
Okay, but let me say this, Jeff. Do you think what you're saying, obviously, you know, you believe in it because I know you're the type of person that you won't say anything I don't believe that you don't believe in.
Right.
But that's the thing about it. I mean, you know, you probably and could possibly have a point to what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying and stuff, but, I mean, it's the same thing of what we just said a little earlier in our conversation. I mean, it's kind of what you maybe have been around or what you see it for what it is on your part and stuff, but that may not hold particularly for everybody, though.
It doesn't.
Right.
I agree. But we're going to have to pay some bills here in a second, Red. So you can hang on if you want because I got space for you, bro. I got unlimited lines on the internet. You can stay on all day if you want to. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. We'll be talking to you on the other side of this little break just before we go to our top of the hour news break. God bless and see you just in a few seconds.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then your favorite station is right there, ready to play with artist and title displays.
Even let us know what you think of the song.
All from your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free at the App Store or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Father Andrew Grum of St. Michael's Orthodox Church inviting you to tune into my program, On Earth as in Heaven, every Saturday at noon here on AM 600 WSOM. Every Saturday I bring to you a powerful discussion of early Christianity, church history, ancient perspectives on Scripture, all from an Eastern Orthodox spirituality. This spirituality is historically documented as early Christian. So we will talk about many subjects of ancient wisdom. What is the church? How does the doctrine of the Holy Trinity influence your opinions on the truth? Why is St. Athanasius so much more important than Martin Luther? Tune in every Saturday at noon to listen for a half an hour of religious meanings to life that you may never have heard before, yet they have been known for 2,000 years. This is Father Andrew for On Earth as in Heaven, Saturdays at noon.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
We really need jobs.
We just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and friends just before the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. And we're here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we have 330, you are in the air.
Hi, Jeff. This is Bonnie.
Bonnie, how
thank
are you, sweetie?
I am doing well. And thank you. You guys are having a great conversation. I'm calling back to tell you that you are a 10 today. You are doing really the awesome Jeff job. Remember yesterday? Remember yesterday I said, 7, because you didn't get anything stirred up.
That's good on Ron, because I haven't been as angry here lately as usual.
That's good.
I've been a little laid back. I started going to a good church, and I like it, and it's really soothing the beast in me at times. I still get really upset when I see certain things on the TV screen, and when I see them
I don't
lying,
watch television.
Oh my God, Bonnie, it's a good thing.
Well, because I can't stand the one that MSNBC. I cannot tolerate that one. I just can't. I just can't watch it. And I can't watch any of the local channels, into the evening news, after our local is over.
Yeah.
And even some of our local channels, 21, 27, 33. Of course, I'm calling them all out, and that's not really good. But, I feel, I'm by cable because I live in the country. There's the only way to get satellite. That's the only way you can get reception.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's right that I have to support with my payment channels like that. So I've called and complained a couple times, which is off the discussion of what you're having today, because you were talking about Ben Carson and Alan Weston. I agree with the people that are calling in, and I hope that you get to play that before 2:30. Will you be playing it before 2:30?
I'm going to try it. Yeah, I'm going to try it as soon as the top hour comes. I'm going to play the rest, you know, the rest of it, because I played 10 minutes of it and I'm going to play the other 10. Mm-hmm. And so
but
we
I
can
also,
get through it.
I got to say that your local callers that are calling in, it's really great to hear from them, because lots of times when, you know, because you know I'm not, you know I'm an independent, okay? I've told you that before when we've spoke. And it's really great to hear and understand why they possibly feel the way they do, and that mm-hmm. they're really coming out and talking about it. You know,
right.
that is really great. That's really a great thing, because lots of times, you know, if everyone's just carrying on and screaming, but having a really good conversation, asking the questions, waiting for an answer is really, that's what, you know, that's what makes this show so great. So thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Jeff. I wanted
oh,
to
please.
Let you know. You're 10 today, buddy. You're doing okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Doing really
I appreciate
good.
It.
Okay. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. No doubt. No problem. Would love you to stay. But, you know, good people, all you guys, and I see you hanging out there, Michigan man, trying to sneak in the side like I can't see that you're there, huh? Yeah. Push that little button so you can holler and say something, you know, some words of wisdom from Michigan. I see you.
Thank you, Jeff, for taking
okay,
my call.
Okay, Bonnie.
Bye-bye.
Bonnie. Thank you, sweetie. Here we go again, and like I said, we're almost at the top of the hour here, so it may break in on me, it may not. But if it does, you guys just bear with me, because me and the clock don't get along. We fight all day long. But listen, I understand that everybody is different. And I understand that everybody's way of doing things is different than the next. But the one thing that I would want you to take a look at is what this country is supposed to be. Is it supposed to be these 230 million people with their government running them, or are 230 million people the government? Yes, we have to go and vote for certain things, but certain things we should have never had to vote for. We're voting for moral issues. People are getting rights for not who they are, but because of how they like to have sex. You can't get a right to be something in a church that a church has standards for you to be able to receive. The church has rules, and no, the church should not back down on their rules. I'm certainly hoping that the new Pope really is true to his word, to when he says stuff like that no pro-choice politician is going to receive the sacrament from the church. I agree with him, because the church has a standard. And if you don't fit the standard of the church, you are not what you profess to be. Nobody said that you couldn't make a mistake and still be the church. Did something wrong and still be the church. But when you have a lifestyle or justification of wrong, and that's why it's okay. No, you're not the church then. No, you can't go around and kill up people and I'll say, yeah, but God loves me. He does love you. But you're not saved, because you're not of the spirit of what you say you believe. That's where you're wrong at. That's where you're not going to add up yet. But everybody is not that, so I can't put you all in that book. But I can say this, and if we go to break right now, that'll be all. You just join me on the other side at 2:00. That a standard religious belief should stay just as that. It should not be ridiculed and slandered because you don't want to agree with it. I don't disagree with your ability to want to do wrong. I just don't want to help you do it and pay for it. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I hope that you understand where I'm coming from. I hope that you see what's up. I see you out there, Barry White Jr. I see you. And we're going to be right back after we pay these bills. And somebody's asking me about Obama going to Israel. We'll be back on the other side with a little more Ben Carson, and we'll talk to you.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Obama had hoped to advance the Mideast peace process in the first foreign trip of his second term. Instead, he's leaving a message of hope and change.
Capping the sometimes frustrating talks on the West Bank and in Jerusalem, President Obama declared to an Israeli youth audience, peace is not out of reach.
You must create the change that you want to see.
And when he insisted Palestinians deserve their own state, the young Israelis answered with thunderous applause. Ann Compton, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Remember Newtown, Vice President Biden and Mayor Bloomberg of New York City were joined by parents who lost children in the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in a push for stronger gun laws. Neil Heslin's son, Jesse, was killed.
Quite honestly, I'm really ashamed to see that Congress doesn't have the guts to stand up and make a change and put a ban on these type of weapons and universal background checks.
Gun rights owners say any attempt to limit legal gun ownership threatens the Second Amendment. In Chicago, they're ready to close the books on dozens of schools.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has been calling for the cuts for months. He's trying to fill a looming $1 billion deficit. However, parents and teachers have been vocal in their opposition, saying most of the closing schools come in African-American neighborhoods. School CEO Barbara Bird Bennett says the board received plenty of input.
After 34 meetings across the city, more than 20,000 parents, we've heard loud and clear about what parents' needs are and what their expectations are for the consolidation.
Students from the closing schools will be moved to better performing schools. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Residents of North Dakota and Minnesota are being warned the Red River is on the rise.
Most of the significant flooding, unfortunately, is in North Dakota, along the Red River of the North and the Souris River. So we are expecting some areas of moderate to major flooding.
Laura Fergioni with the government's weather forecasting agency. The Dow is down 112 points, NASDAQ off 33, ABC News.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
Hi, thanks for listening to me, your conscience. You should think about switching to GEICO. They could save you money on car insurance, which is great. How? Well, GEICO has great discounts, including multi-car, defensive driver, and good driver. Makes sense. So, switch to GEICO because you could save money, and let's retire the Hawaiian shirt with socks and sandals combo. Thanks.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's one thing to be brave. A teenage girl in San Diego went way beyond that.
15-year-old Joyenne Holiday Pupo was home alone on spring break. At about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, three burglars broke in, not knowing she was home. The high school junior hid in a closet, calling 911 for help. A dispatcher tried to keep her calm.
Yeah, we're on the way. We also have a helicopter on the way, too.
At one point, the burglars were in the closet with her, but they didn't know she was there.
Bring the bucket over here.
Okay, don't talk.
What? The dispatcher told her how to communicate.
Can you tell me you understand by tapping the phone once, but do not open the door?
Police arrested three suspects. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The universe isn't looking much older today, but scientists say it's actually 80 billion years older than previously thought. They've reached that conclusion from examining the split second after the Big Bang. The findings support a key theory that the universe burst from subatomic size in a fraction of a second. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Higher mileage engines need extra protection. So after 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline MaxLife Motor Oil, specifically formulated with conditioners and detergents to help fight major causes of engine breakdown. MaxLife, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries and protect marine wildlife and their habitat. That's all we do. It's about protecting America. This is a lot like mountain biking. It's always exciting to navigate through the next challenge.
Were you born ready to protect America, our environment, our resources, our people? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WFOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WFOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we are back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair. I'm going to give you, Michigan Man, and 330-747 a chance to talk if you want to say something. We're here live on WSOM 600 AM terrestrial radio and on the internet at WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio and on the net at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. And you can hear us and talk to us anywhere in the world, and we invite you to come in and talk to us. I see my chat room warmed up a little bit in there, and then some of my calls dropped off over that break. But I see you, Michigan Man. I ain't going to call you unless you hit that number one. So if you ain't going to hit it, that's all right. I'm going to just leave you in the dark over there. But anyway, we're talking about really common sense things that Dr. Carson brought up. Dr. Carson is the celebrated pediatric neurosurgeon that world renowned, came out of abject poverty and arose to, was getting bad grades in school, everything, but arose to the level of being, if not the world renowned, one of the top 2 to 3 world renowned pediatric brain surgeons in the world. Now, getting to that point, accomplishing that alone is enough. But the thing is if you're smart, you understand things a little bit differently. You understand things like we're supposed to understand things. No, I shouldn't say that because there's a lot of smart people that believe in craziness. My man in the talk room, Pianchi, is one of them. I had to get you. Oh man, no, they believe in a real crazy religious system, and they think because of that it came before Christ, and it came before actual Judaism, that God never gave the principle of certain things. And so, anyway, did I draw you out, 269?
Yeah, man, I had heard you said you had found you a nice church and found you a nice wife. And
I've been found a wife. I've been married 28 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm about in the Henny Youngman card right now.
Yeah,
that old joke. Take my wife,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. You said they were trying to calm the beast in you. I said, well, let me call in and raise his blood pressure a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been, parading Dr. Carlson around. I mean, even if a person is not a brain surgeon and they understand just the very low-level politics in America does not make them any worth talking about. I mean, he's not saying anything that the average person doesn't know. So I think what you guys are so happy to see, particularly the conservatives, are so happy to see African-Americans who think a little bit like you, and particularly if they're a successful one, and, you know, he had rotten teeth and bad grades, you know.
I must admit, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Use that one. Huh?
You're absolutely correct on that for me. It is.
Well, let me try something else. If that didn't work, then I want to raise your blood pressure. That didn't work, huh?
No, because you know why I'm saying that? Because it is something to me to have a national figure that isn't giving me the same old liberal BS that the national figures give me, that are the same color as me.
Oh,
Alan
okay.
West, I like, okay, because of what he stands for. Okay, I like Cruz that's coming up. I like Marco Rubio. Why? Because I believe in being conservative. I don't believe in being left-wing, anything goes. We're going to do whatever the heck we want in life, moral or immoral. It doesn't matter. We're going to put it out on Front Street. We're just going to do it. And it doesn't make sense. But go ahead, my man.
Yeah. So, really, Carson is no different than Bill Cosby. He has drunk the, which is just like you, the poisonous American Kool-Aid, and it just seemed like we can't get it out of y'all system. But we'll let y'all see what happens.
Here's what I'm telling you. It's still this. The Constitution of the United States provided a framework for one of the greatest free nations in the world. Now, in that, I'm not saying that you can't have some policies that take care of people. You need to. That's what any civilized society would do. Take care of people that need to be taken care of. But we should not be paying for bad behavior. We shouldn't be paying for stupid things. And even on our side, some of the overseas monies that we're putting out here going overseas, we shouldn't be doing that. It's crazy. And the thing is we need to build our own defenses and keep them renewed and then go and see what we want to explore by helping people in the world. But you can't help anybody if you don't have anything to help them with. And right now, we don't have anything to help anybody with. We are broke. We are we're pushed over this economic edge already. We're in free fall and don't know it because they keep on printing money.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Well, yeah, to that degree, yes, absolutely. But the, you know, America with the Constitution, I'm not, you know, that doesn't excite me, you know, the words on a piece of paper, the written Constitution. It doesn't excite me because ultimately I understand that you're talking about the relationship between men, and what may be written on paper and what men do are two different things. And what, you know, America has written on paper and what men have actually done, and the, you know, those who have came after those men are totally two different things. So you know, you do a disservice by keep running to the piece of paper when ultimately man wrote that. And it's only as good as the man behind the piece of paper. And to me, they're not, you know, they're not one and the same.
Well, I mean, I hear you. I'm saying I don't think.
You hear me.
Yeah, but I'm not agreeing with you totally, because the paper provides a framework. One thing they said, that once the people became immoral, that this system would not work, and we're seeing that happen right now. When no nation on earth has been able to uphold under the strains that we're putting on it, and especially the last one that always pushes them over the edge, is the legalizing of homosexuality and homosexual marriage.
Well, now I agree with that, but I believe that America was headed there inevitably, because I think it's deep in their past. I think it's now I'm talking about Europeans. It's deep in their past, and I think it's a part of them. I think it's just coming back out. So they were headed there anyway. So that's
well, I know that about it.
Yeah.
What the Bible says, our Bible in Romans 1 says that because they knew God, but I mean they knew about God, but they didn't respect Him as God. In other words, they said, He didn't create this. He didn't do that. He didn't do this, that, and other. Well, that takes God off. But He says, to them I gave them over to vile affections and a reprobate mind. The vile affections is homosexuality. That's one of the reasons why. When we went to throw off the constraints of the church or the Ten Commandments in our lives, the God that we knew and founded this country with, and I didn't say it was a Christian nation totally, because we had a mixed bag of everybody here came in this country. But by and large, it was Christianity that settled this nation. So even with the negative things that happened, we corrected many of those things. Not all, but many. Okay? But now we're going back the other way, where we're going to destroy ourselves here very shortly with the same behavior that destroyed the countries where we came from.
Well, I certainly agree with that.
Yeah, so anyway, you hang on there, man. You ain't
okay.
Raised my blood pressure yet.
Yeah,
747,
yeah,
you
talking, I'll say something else.
747, you are in the air. Talk to me.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Auntie.
You know, I don't agree. I wouldn't vote for Ben Carson if he ran for president, but then I wouldn't ask President Barack Obama to operate on my kid's brain if he needed brain surgery either. So I feel like this. Our president is Jeff. Jeff?
Yep. Go ahead. Did I lose you? Okay, I lost the caller. She'll call back. Here's the thing that I'll say to that. The president is not the same as a brain surgeon. The president had a law degree, so he's a lawyer. So I don't know if I'd call him to be my lawyer. Pam, I'm trying to hear you back. I think you had a short on your phone or something because you're not coming through. But if you want to hang up and call back, I'll get you back up as soon as you call back. But we'll try to get you in. Okay, yes, yeah. She'll call back. But anyway, that is not the best analogy, I should say, because that analogy is he's not qualified to operate on a brain. But Ben Carson certainly is qualified to be the president of the United States. And I say certainly not because of what he said, but because of what he's accomplished, what he knows. He has more accomplishments than the president had when he became the president. He's done more things and managed more things and did more things. So there's a big difference in him being anything else than what he was trained to do in school, et cetera, et cetera. Ben Carson has done things. President had never done anything. Go ahead, Auntie.
But one thing about it, hold on, let me turn my radio.
Yeah.
One thing about it is your president he was studied constitutional law, and Ben Carson didn't. So I wouldn't want a surgeon that only know about brain surgery to be a president. He wouldn't know no more than what you claim that the president knows.
And, not true.
And wait a minute, Jeff, when you're talking about the money being printed, do you know that the government, the United States government, have nothing to do with the amount of money printed? That has to do with the few people who own the Reserve Board. That is where your money is printed from. So the president, the money that's being put out there, it's being put out there because wars are money makers. You have to, they make money from wars. That's why they don't want him bring the our military in control, because if they don't go around the world making wars and taking things that they want, then they don't make money. So I say this. You were talking about the educational system. The one thing that the president has done, and I am for, is when he put out his initiative 13341, where he said about education for African American children.
Yep.
Even we got a school board that hasn't adopted it. But the president did it. He put the money there. He's sending money to get the kids educated, because like one of the guys that's in the chat room said, because we're not educated, we do crazy things. And we have a problem here with our education. You should have went over to Woodrow Wilson High School last night. The superintendent was over there trying to sell his the reason why he did what he did, but he still hasn't explained why all four choice schools will be on the west side. The school that's over at Mary Haddock that has the problem kids will be on the south side. You're putting more problems on the south side where we already have problems at. So what it's going to do is we're going to end up pre-1954 when we have separate and unequal schools in Youngstown, and the black kids are still going to be on the bottom and is not going to be educated. And here we're trying to settle the world's problem when we have a problem here in Youngstown that everybody should be trying to solve, because if you don't, just think of what's going to happen in Youngstown. I was listening on the news when the news came in from Chicago. How many schools are they closing up there? And they're closing them all in the black neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're having this problem all over the country.
So now what does that tell you, though?
Better get off of the homosexual issue because that has been here as long as the world's been here, and you better get on the educational issue, or if you don't, we're going to have the problems that they're having overseas is going to happen right here.
I'm going to tell you just like this. It's already set for that. But part of that is that same exact movement, Auntie. The reason why you're having this trouble in these cities is because they do not give a doggone about you. And you get up there and you give them your vote every single freaking time. And
but
you don't require.
Wait a minute. They don't give a darn about you. President Obama is the only president out of the 45, which he was 44 and 45, the only president that has ever put an initiative in for African-American education.
That may be true. That may very well be true.
So if you don't educate a person, how do you expect them to be able to understand what you're talking about? And that's your opinion. And opinions are like everybody's got one.
Yeah, everybody got one. Everybody got one.
So what I'm saying is your opinion is no more than my opinion. In my case,
I totally disagree.
And I believe what I believe.
Yeah,
that's makes us individual.
Well, that does, but I'm not going to give you an opinion not based in fact somewhere. And
I'm giving you opinion based in fact.
Wait a minute.
Here in Ohio, in Youngstown.
Auntie.
All of our schools for the last 17 years, our school system in the city of Youngstown has either been an academic watch or academic emergency. We have the
who's running it, Pam?
Of E, of F,
who's
and D.
Who's running it, Pam?
Who's running it?
Yeah.
You said who's running it? The state is running it.
Yeah, why is the state running it now?
The state always has run it.
No, ma'am.
The state, every time our schools have ever almost made the gap between being on the bottom and on the top, the state changes the rules. They change
no, that ain't true.
They keep us going. If they got a 30-foot gap and you go and you can jump 29 feet, then they'll go and change it, and then you got that 30 feet to have to start all over again.
Okay, let me talk.
It's really not against the people that's running the school. It's really
yes, it
against
is.
The state of Ohio. Because
no, it's
the
not.
State of Ohio
no, it's
the,
not.
The people
no, it's
who
not.
Came here
it's your, it's your federal
school said they're only going to be here until our schools get to continuous improvement. That is a C. You mean to tell me we're spending billions of dollars and all you want our kids to be is a C?
There you go. You can't do that. What you just did is you misconstrued what they mean by that.
No,
because,
I'm not misconstruing. Yeah, the lady
yes, ma'am.
Said when you get to a C, we leave.
Yes, she did. But why did she say that?
Why did she say it?
Yeah,
why didn't she say when you get to a C, we leave, but you have to go until you get to an excellence for your education.
Well, that goes without saying. Who doesn't want to reach that? But I'm going to tell you that.
Wait a minute, Jeff. We got 5 board members down there that look like the kids that are failing, and they won't even say it.
Now,
they need to be ran out of town, them 5
there
board
There you
members.
Go. That's exactly right, Pimp.
And let me say one
other
thing.
They're
anyway.
Not let ran out of town because you all are sitting up there trying to run the country when you should be here trying to take care of what's going on at home.
Well my candidate lost, so I came home early.
Pimp, hold on. Let me deal with this real quick. No, we're not trying to run the country. We have a show that goes across the world, so we can't just deal with the micromanagement.
I haven't heard you talk about nothing but the
you know why? You know why? Because
going, so
because
he's trying
for
to do his
okay,
job.
This
you
is
have
why.
A job to do right here.
Okay, now Pam, I'm gonna say it like this. I had to shut you down, but I'm gonna bring you back up. I can't do that, and you know why? Because every time I do, you up there telling me how prejudiced the Republicans are that came in here and tried to spend money to help in the inner cities, but every time they get smacked in the face by our people, telling them how dumb they are and how prejudiced they are and how this they are and blah, blah, blah. No, we're not. No, we're running a whole show. We'll deal with some local issues here and there, and that is important. We deal with education on a whole basis across the nation. I agree with President Obama's program, and he did put money behind it, unlike President Bush's No Child Left Behind.
Well, you know, another point, too, on this thing with school closing, and I've been talking about this abortion issue for a long time, but, mm-hmm. you know, when you abort 14, in 2008, you abort 14,000 to 16,000 black babies in St. Louis, 18,000 in Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania, and then when they need to close 40 schools 5 years later, duh, well, what do you think? You don't kill all the kids that will be going into these elementary schools. They don't need the buildings no more.
Here's the problem. People don't understand how national politics, especially when you don't have control of your own system, how it affects you locally. The NEA changes these rules every year or two, and curriculums and things like that, and they send them down, and the states have to do what they tell them, or else they withhold federal monies. Now, nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about that. They're still just dogging this person, that person, talking about the state, because our state right now is run by a Republican. But it's not their fault. They're saying they're going to stay here till you get to a C, because that's like helping somebody learn how to ride a bike. Hopefully you'll get better by the time I get you riding a bike with a C.
Federal monies that go in a school district is very small, but in black districts it can get as high as like 18%.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, but see, here's the point. Where that money is going, like in Title I lunches, well, you got French companies that's benefiting from that because they're the ones that's providing the food service. My question is this, and I'm throwing this in black folks' lap. When are you going to start taking control of some of these things? You sit back and want the days, and I always hear about these proverbial we's and these proverbial days, not understanding who the heck people talking about. But why can't we continue to expect the days to do these things for you?
But I'm not expecting them to do anything for me. I'm working with a group that is trying to get the school system to get the things that they need. I belong to the Parent Student Union. I belong to the Front for African American Educational Front. I belong to things like that. So I'm working out there, but what I'm saying is we had a meeting last night, and there was very few parents that was there that should have been there.
Well,
so
Pam,
if you can't
get
the parents to come out to do the thing. I'm 80 years old. I don't have no darn kids in the school system.
Pam, I'm gonna say this about you. I really appreciate. I never have met you, and I appreciate you very much. But you're not the only lonesome out there working in this particular battle that you fight.
But what I'm saying is,
let me tell you something else, Pam. Let me tell you this. If you don't be careful, it's going to put you in your grave.
Oh, no, it ain't. No, she good. She
yes,
know what
it
she
will.
No, let me say, let me put it like this.
Let run you in your grave.
Okay, Pianki. No, she ain't going to do that because this is my family right here. She
well,
know what she doing.
You understand what I'm talking about.
But I mean, this is something. We've been over this and going back and forth in the air a long time about these things, and she is one of the great dynamos behind movements that are there to help the children. She's there in the schools. She does what she has to do, and she's making her life useful. And,
but, you know,
so,
this isn't nothing unusual. This topic has been going on. I've been following it, and I have newspaper clippings that go from my ceiling, from my floor to the ceiling, about four or five stacks that go back to the 1970s on this issue. It's the same old issue about education.
I'm going to address that in a minute, but I've got to bring my other call up. Local caller, you're on the air.
Yes, they've changed the books in schools, and they're dumbing down all the kids.
On purpose.
And then brainwashing them in college, too.
On purpose.
Yes.
On purpose.
Well,
that's
here we go with the days. Who is the days?
The progressives in America, the people that you vote for.
No,
that,
no. Come on.
Who is the days?
Oh, yeah, Doc. Okay, here. Now I point the days as the progressives. Okay, and I'm talking about the left-wing progressives that are the ones that are saying the stuff that we're dealing with here. Now, my man get mad at me now. But anyway,
but you know what, Jeff? In our state constitution said that what goes on in those local school district is of a local concern. The only time the state enters in is when the children are not meeting state minimum. I say it again, state minimum standards.
That's exactly what's going on here at this particular time. In our area, the states went into academic distress. And because they did, they had to come in and deal with it. But I'm going to say it like this. This is the one thing I'm going to say. The people here do one thing. First of all, the NEA should not have anything to do with making the curriculum for your child.
I agree with you.
Agreed.
The people on the local level need to be making that decision. And if you've got idiots trying to jump from one political job to another, and they get on the school board because that's the easiest place to go, and then they don't know what the heck they're doing, and they make these stupid decisions, and they withhold, just like our one here, when your agency, your organization, Pam, had some recommendations, the state school people said, yes, these things should be implemented, but your school board is telling you can't do it.
I agree with you, Jeff.
Okay, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are those people, and who runs them?
Let me see.
The local Democratic committee persons.
No, what I'm saying is that's what we just said. That's what we're saying. Yes, sir.
I've said this before, and that's when you stand on a square, it's not wobbly. It never wobbles. A square doesn't wobble. Let me say this. That's to you, Jeff. Now, I've said this before to you guys. The purpose of public education is not to educate children. It's a business that creates white middle-class jobs. That's what it is. And until it's dismantled, that's what it is going to be. Period.
And he's telling the truth, too.
I agree with him.
So what does that tell you? Wait a minute.
87% of the teachers in our city do not live in the city and do not look like the kids. 67%
which I could care less.
67% of the kids are black, and 87% of the teachers are white and live outside of the city.
Well, here's the thing, though, Pam. A professional is a professional. If I'm a bricklayer, I do not have to live where I'm laying bricks. Okay?
No, but that's different. No. Doc, wait a minute.
Therefore, all you got to do is lay bricks. But when you
I never heard a brick talk, neither.
You have to know something about that kid's ethnicity, that kid's culture, and when you don't know it, it's hard to teach it.
She's absolutely right, Jeff.
Yeah, now he tried to run. We're going to set a trap. I knew what you call a little muskrat trap. Ain't no way you finna get away with that one, Jeff.
Wait a minute.
Teachers don't matter. Ain't no.
No,
way
it don't. Wait a minute. Whoa. Here's one thing. Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. I think it does matter.
Oh. Okay.
But the thing is, you don't have enough to do it, and that's my problem.
That's you're right there. You don't have enough blacks going into it. But, you know, I talk about this on another program. They put certain obstacles up there like teacher certification. Teachers don't have to be certified. They need to be qualified.
Right.
And we have a lot of certified teachers in Youngstown that are not qualified. And yet the superintendent is saying that because of some kind of rule they have with their retirement, that he's going to let these teachers retire and then he's going to rehire them.
I want to say this. Jeff, with all this wisdom and knowledge you got in your family, like this lady here, how you turn out the way you are?
Oh, man, you know what? I wish I could see you face to face.
I'm going to tell you, Bianca. You want to know why?
I'm going to shut y'all down right
he
now.
Climbed up
this
the
what's
wrong
gonna
step.
Happen.
He went into the wrong temple, Bianca. Bianca.
Hey.
He went in the wrong temple.
Well, I have to support my nephew. He's very smart. And I'm going to tell you something.
He's kind of hard-headed, though, ain't he?
He has a child that went through the school system that is smarter than he is. So it has to do with the way that you...
Hey, I gotta go ahead, Pam. You stay right there, though. I'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Mahoning County judge sentenced a 21-year-old Youngstown man to 10 years in prison for his involvement in last year's shooting death of 19-year-old Cedric Robinson. Lamont McQueen had pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter with the firearm specification. With his plea deal, McQueen avoids a murder charge. He has no prior criminal record. Three teenage girls were hurt in a rollover crash in Austintown last night. The accident happened in the southbound lane of State Route 11 at the Mahoning Avenue Bridge. Road conditions were slippery at the time. Police say all three girls' injuries are minor and they are expected to recover. A proposal to increase Ohio's speed limit to 70 miles per hour on rural interstate highways has cleared the state Senate. Today's 27-6 vote comes after a legislative panel worked out differences between the House and Senate versions of the transportation bill. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
We really need jobs. We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
All right, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm getting ready to take it out on some of my callers here. Jeff Green, I'm in the air chair here. Tracy is out hobnobbing and doing her thing with the political thing that she has to do with. And you guys keep her in prayer because she's doing a good job, I believe, and I think she's going to make all of us proud of her with some of the things that she has the ability to accomplish in the position that she's in. 330-781-9600. 1-347-945-5229 is our unlimited lines. Pam, you go ahead and finish out saying anything you want to say, and then Alex, you'll be next.
What I want to say is I keep hearing you talk about the president's trying to make our country into a socialist. Our country, he's probably trying to make it into a democracy. Because we are not a democracy. We are a republic. And when you all hang up, go into your dictionary, your encyclopedia, whatever, and look up republic.
Well, we are. We're a representative republic. That's what we're set up to be.
But look what the form of government of a republic is.
Okay.
That's what I want you to do. So going to hang up.
I'll do that. All right, Auntie. You have a wonderful day. God bless you. And you don't look like you know 80 years old either.
Well, I tell you what, I hope to live to expect that when I get 80, that lady's sharp.
Oh, she real sharp. There ain't no doubt about it. She ain't never. But see, here's the thing. She ain't never been nobody to mince words or play around either. And so that's the thing that I'll say. And she and her influence in my life has always been one of. She was a teacher. She made sure that you taught. She taught you. And that's not what she did as a job, but I'm saying that's who she really is. She's a person that will go grab things and teach, and she's seen it. And so you know that's the thing that makes her so much more valuable. And she is a valuable asset to this community. They just don't really really realize it. And I have to bring Alex and Pianchi, but you're gonna be next. You whatever you want to do. Playing your game, baby. Just sing
hey,
that,
Jeff,
man.
How you doing?
Good, man.
You know, y'all were talking about that teachers and importance of them and all that stuff. I you need a good teacher, but honestly, and people talk about certifications and all this stuff. You know, to me, you can take those certifications and stick them, you know where. They mean nothing. I have certified teachers and all this stuff, you know. I think the biggest driving factor for quality education is the community involvement and the expectations of the teachers, because they will demand results, and that normally happens when the parents are actually paying for the education, which is why I don't really agree with public education. As I can tell you, the school where my kids go, African-centered school, most of the parents are not, you know, they're lower class or whatever. They don't have a lot of money, and so when they pay for it, they're paying because they want something for their kids, and they're gonna. And when you're paying for it, they want to make sure that you know certain things are being taught and the quality is there and everything. And they check homework. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. You down there with Joseph Little then?
Joseph Little? Who is that?
Joseph Little School?
I've heard of it. Okay.
Okay.
But my kids go to an independent African
Council Independent
school, though.
Council Independent Black Institutions, CB?
I don't think the owner is a part of that, but you know, but it is a black school or an African centered school here. So, but you know, there's just a big difference when people are paying for the education, and you know, basically that community involvement, and where they're actually invested in their kids, and it's not just being handed over to the state, and then you know, because you have all kinds of problems in these classrooms that these teachers cannot possibly straighten out by themselves.
That is true. Real quick, interject: Are the parents involved with their kids in these schools?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's a huge difference, you know.
Yeah, because they're paying for it, and that's my point. If you're actually paying for it, you want to see results for where your money's going to. But if you just view it as, well, I'm just handing this responsibility over to the state, then you just start to blame the state for all the failures when the failure is really you.
I tell you what, I wish I had my daughter is through school, and I would have gladly done whatever I had to do to pay for her to go there. But that could happen, and I could get my money back that I pay taxes to these schools. However, the school district that my daughter graduated from was one of the few districts in our area here in Ohio where they were rated excellent with qualifications. And so there were, so you know, I had a good ride of it. I you know, I picked a good thing, and I have to tell you, Pionki, sorry to say this, but when my wife and I built the house that we built, we prayed about where we were supposed to move first, and God sent us there, and it worked out to be that. Could not believe the education that she got out of this area, because it was like tailor made for her. She didn't have to take a single remedial course or anything like that. Plus, I wouldn't I threatened her life. But anyway, she took all college courses, they're called AP courses, that she could, and passed them all, and is doing quite well still in school now, her first year of college. So the thing is the social programs that are going on, the socioeconomic problems, that are happening inside of the poor neighborhoods are the problem. The parent that can't get it together because they can't get a job, and then they get so frustrated they go out and do the drug thing, and then they can't get a job forever after that because now they do something and they get a criminal record and it's over.
You know, this problem, in all honesty, this is a black society problem.
Yes, it is.
And the people that it affects cannot take care of it by themselves. They just don't have the knowledge to it. It's going to take blacks that know better that's going to to work these problems out.
Here's the thing, though. I would venture to say this. This is what I'd venture to say. It is absolutely that. And I would venture to say that if you could get the right peoples together, because there are people in our community here that know how to educate the children. You all listened to the gentleman I had on, Mr. Gemma McWilson, a few weeks ago. Those who remember Michigan Man?
I've heard that name before.
Michigan, I really wanted to say, because he said he really liked him. He was very intelligent. They both believed the same thing
Jeff, one other thing now. See, a teacher can't take that on the moment because teachers are members of these unions. It's got to have some strong outside political force to make to protect them.
That's what he created. He created the Parents Teachers Union. And he's not a teacher, but
okay.
he understands the curriculum thing. They did a school system out in California where he was living before they came here. And they revolutionized a bunch of parents and got them involved in the process and changed how their kids were getting educated. These people aren't going to educate their kids because that's not in their minds.
No, it's not, because black children would then be able to compete with their kids, and they don't want
that. Absolutely. They don't want you to be able to compete. So that's why they try to make you locked up inside of inner cities where your neighborhoods are not going to get the development that other neighborhoods get. They're not going to get the people in them because people with money are going to be afraid to move by people that don't have money, and they're going to be totally separate from you, and you will not be able to get it together to do anything.
Well, just let me add this, man. And everything you said is correct, but I think where you kind of lose go to the left is that, in fact, this is it's not a left-wing conspiracy. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. It's a cultural conspiracy. This is what cultures do.
Do you understand that?
So it's not like there's a group in a smoky room, right? That's not a group in a smoky room.
I disagree with you.
Listen, yeah. A culture, within a culture, people compete for resources and power. Now, if in fact you are already sitting in the seats of power and you control the levers of power and you know what that power brings,
mm-hmm.
Why would you give them up?
Yeah, that's what he said earlier, Michigan Man. And he has to, you know, up there in your state, you got Inseroma, you got Timbuktu, you had public school, Malcolm X and Paul Robeson. But blacks need to have all every choice at their disposal, whether it's good public schools, whether it's charter schools, whether it's full vouchers, whether it's homeschool. The world is too complicated that we live in, and one entity will never satisfy all the opportunities
that
exist.
Yes. I agree with that.
Well, here's the thing that you really can do, though. Look at how they motivated you to get out and vote. If they motivated you and got you riding vans and buses and trains or whatever you had to do to go vote, then you can be motivated to do something for your child. But the thing is the rhetoric involved has to be directed toward your child. And you have to know that your child is going to prison or end up in the graveyard early if you don't make sure he or she gets educated. And that rhetoric has to be forced on these parents. And if they are the kind to say, I don't give a, then guess what?
Well, black parents realize that there's one key element that's missing within black society, and that's wealth. I've seen black parents come out 5,000 strong in Detroit public schools back during the 90s, 500 strong in Kansas City, Missouri. The thing is black have yet to crack that nut on how to obtain that wealth that's floating around in their communities. For one thing, you can't have good schools, you can't have good politics unless you got the money to pay for it.
Good economics, right?
That's right. And see, you got to have competition for public schools. Black parents are going to put their children where one they can afford and one where they think they can get the best and safe for their money. And we have yet, Jeff, we have yet to be able to crack that nut of attaining wealth and keeping it within our community.
Can I say this?
Go ahead, sir.
You won't go after the wealth in your community. Here it is. That's the problem right there. You won't go for it. You have people that are willing to partner with you that you have this enigma toward because you have taken a lie that says that they don't like you. They don't want to be around you.
Okay, can I throw now, Jeff?
Go ahead.
The conservative movement or the Republican Party or whoever this group
forget,
is. That
forget
saying.
That, man. I'm talking about people, flesh and blood people.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to know who those partners are that you're talking about.
You have to come to my area, and I'll show you.
Okay, because if somebody has some access to wealth or power in your community, one, they've either organized some money, right, or they've organized some people, right, or they have control of some natural resource.
Not so.
Now, if they have neither one of them, then they're running game saying that they have
power. No. Listen. This is where keeps people apart. You can sit down and say goodnight in a minute. Wait a minute.
You might as well say goodnight now. It's 5 minutes.
Yeah, it is too. But we're talking about education.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes. But I'm gonna say this: the best politics we can get is that which the people buy and pay for themselves. They go about choosing, selecting, and sending a person off to the state house and pay for his campaign.
Piatti, but if you don't have any money, you can't buy that. Yeah,
you can't.
I'm not sitting down. I've been sitting down all morning. Hi, guys.
You can't pay a lobbyist with an EBT card.
Yes, you can. you remember that mayor? I think she was a mayor or council person up in Maryland.
That took the cards. Yes, you can.
Listen. They figure out a way to watch that EBT money.
Real quick before y'all get silly. Tracy and I know people that have been willing to partner with people and gave tons of money into the inner city to help people in programs that were owned by black people, not owned by white people, programs that were run by black people because it was helping. And they saw that they needed help, and they helped. What I'm trying to say to you is, yes, there are those that play games. Yes, there are those that are prejudiced and won't give you nothing unless they get something back.
But
money's green, and some people will partner with you.
There's some folks out there that want to see you do better. You got to understand, game. We got game.
All the time.
People got game. Y'all going to come back tomorrow?
they want to see you do better, but they don't want to stay around perpetually and support you.
Well, no, no, they will come around. You got to realize you got to give them a product. Come on, man, the black tax, I'm not going to pay.
At some point in time, you got to stand on your feet and take care of yourself.
Well, no doubt about it, but we got to get to that place.
I told y'all, come back tomorrow and come back early because I'll be here. I'm going to be late, but I'll be here.
They came. They waited a whole hour before they came in. You know that.
I know
almost
that.
An hour and a half. And if I hadn't played
that's
Ben
rude,
Carson
isn't it?
And got them upset and got Ron upset, they wouldn't have come in.
Well,
I'm
glad.
I'm
glad.
Mr. Man tried to.
Hey, listen.
To
I
want to
thank you guys for listening to Tracy and Friends and taking care of Jeff. I appreciate that. We'll be back here tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon. And Jeff, thank you so much.
No problem. You just do your thing. We got to do what
we do
here. Whatever.
Have a blessed day, guys.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
What do you mean where I'm
you
going?
Can't
you
go
only got 60
yet.
Seconds.
Yeah, well,
you better play something in 60 seconds.
I'm trying to get to it in 60 seconds.
Jeff, if you had plugged it in, it wasn't talking on
it's
it.
Too
in
late.
See what I'm saying?
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Newstalk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A new push for stronger gun laws, and it comes from some whose lives were changed forever by a shooting.
Lynn McDonald concedes she's no expert about gun safety, but in the 3 months since her daughter Grace was shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School, she says she has become an expert about loss.
And we feel an immense sense of responsibility to our daughter Grace to try and help bring about change.
But this week, a setback when federal gun legislation failed to include an assault weapons ban, despite pressure from advocates like New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg.
We have to pull together here and stop this carnage.
Banning the kind of weapon used in Newtown is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Obama says the only way to lasting Mideast peace is to establish a Palestinian state.
Well, I know you have had differences with the Palestinian Authority. I genuinely believe that you do have a true partner in President Abbas and Prime Minister Fayyad. I believe that.
The president said so in a speech today in Jerusalem. A warning for people in the upper Midwest, you could be in for some of the worst floods in history.
Spring will bring historic flooding to North Dakota and Minnesota, according to forecasters at the National Weather Service. A new flood outlook finds a 50% chance of extreme flooding.
Most of the significant flooding, unfortunately, is in North Dakota, along the Red River of the North and the Souris River.
Laura Fergioni at NOAA says they expect flooding because of near-record cold temperatures. Snow will melt later at around the same time rain typically begins to fall. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Detroit police will patrol the streets of the city with the FBI and the ATF. The goal is to reduce violent crime, and this man is all for it.
Very optimistic. I remember that and I'm reminded that Dr. King said, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, so we need oneness.
This is ABC News.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white.